Good morning. Good morning. I'm so happy to be back with you guys today. So our theme for today is the five senses do not report reality. So take that breath and recognize you did nothing to try and get the breath. And notice that breath leaving. And you didn't have to try to get that breath out. There's no effort on your part. One more time, look and listen. Look at the breath coming in and moving the chest out. Listen to the breath coming in. And again, there's no effort on your part. It just is. Recognize that you are not doing anything. The appearance that you looked at was just an appearance as a breath in, and it appeared as a breath out. But perhaps with your attention on the senses, the appearance that you looked at becomes more. It becomes tied to a sense of I am breathing when it's just an appearance. And with any appearance, there is no mind chatter necessary. Oh, I'm breathing deeply. I'm breathing lightly. I'm breathing fast. I'm breathing too shallow. I am breathing. There is no I presence present that is doing any breathing. Okay. So the five senses do not report reality. When they play in our awareness, we see them as I am seeing, I am smelling, I am hearing, I am touching. But with the feeling of a breath in and a breath out, it feels to me as if I am breathing. It appears as if I am eating. It appears as if I am smelling things. It appears as if I am doing. The activity of the five senses are viewed through the limitation of the belief of the idea and separation. So they always seem to be reporting something that I am doing or they are doing. But they're not reporting the truth because there is no person there to be doing. This activity of the senses seemingly to report truth is always based on the assumption or the belief that I am a separate presence. It's difficult to accept the statement, I'm not doing, I'm not doing anything. And all the while, the body seems to be walking or running or ingesting food or taking in water. It always seems to be a doing going on. but there's no doing going on. Why? Because, again, there is no person there to be the doer. In that assumption, it is it is a holding on to it that continues to project in our mind that there is separation going on. Because I see you walking, I see you eating, I see you making a phone call, I see you. So, again, you're speaking at that point of, I see a person eating, I see a person walking. No, you do not. You see a body in motion, senses say, walking. You see a body that is consuming something, and you say, oh, he's drinking, she's drinking something. Those are the assumptions made when the five senses are reporting these actions, these activities. But it's only an assumption, and this you must recognize. So, when the play is in action, we must, at this time, we've been to take a breath, let a breath come in, recognize that breath, and take a step back from what our sights and sounds and tastes and feeling and all of this is reporting. Consciously, clearly, take a step back when the mind begins to go he, she, it, they, them, me. See that as a red flag and say, whoa, just whoa, stop the mind from its action and take a step back. Recognize what is actually going on. So it appears, it's an appearance that I am breathing. It's an appearance that I am eating. It's an appearance that I am talking. I am sleeping, I am working. Every activity the senses report are seen through the idea of being a separate entity. Seen as there is an I here that is doing. But the I is not doing, the I is being in awareness. All of this comes to our awareness, but it is time to remember and to see them as red flags and take that step back to no longer be entrapped in that temptation to make judgments on this idea of separation. Oftentimes, I hear, what about oneness? What about oneness? Well, it's quite obvious that the five senses will not report oneness because they always are connected to an object. And when there is a space between this form object and that form object, it views that space as separation rather than an energy field. Okay. it sees it as empty space, but it is an energy field, and the appearance is empty, but emptiness is completely full. And we'll get to that later. So and again, recognize, because take a step back, that assumption of separation is the cause for suffering, is the cause for fear, is the cause for guilty feelings. So you have to recognize for what is within you to shine forth fully. You must recognize these red flags and take that step back. That is living what you are. That is recognizing what you are. You recognize that is not truth. That is not reality. And leave it be. Because that assumption also drives the egoic mind to seek a way out of this suffering, seek a way out of this pain, seek something out there to fulfill a happiness. Okay. Yes, that believing that there is a separate I is the cause of the seeking. Now, recognize there is no one who will be able to get where they are seeking to be. Are you seeking something? Are you seeking awareness? Are you seeking awakening? When you read a book, when you listen to a tape, when we gather here, is it because there is still a seeking? But ask yourself, what is seeking? Quite literally, there is no one that can be seeking because there is no one to seek. It is mind thought. It is dream stuff. So recognize this. Because what is going on is that it's as if you're on vacation. Okay. And you're in the lobby of your hotel, which is in Madrid, Spain. And you go to the front desk and ask, how do I get to Madrid? That is what is behind, or an inference behind, the statements, I'm not there yet. You are there and you're asking, how do I get there? But you're already there. Unaccepted, perhaps, but you're already there. And that's right now. It's not tomorrow. It's not after a book is read. It's not next week. It's not next year. is right now in this moment. You are what you are, and you're not the body, and you're not the thoughts. You are what is right now. Yeah, and you can call it God, you can call it Absolute, you can call it Source, you can call it peanut butter, but you are what is right now. And when you say, but I'm not there yet, or I don't feel like I'm there yet, you are denying the very presence of what you might call God, or the Source, or yourself. You're denying that it is present. And in that denial comes the suffering or unhappiness. Yes, right now. And again, some may say, but I don't feel that I am there. And if that thought rises up, ask, what is saying that I am not there? What is accepting the idea that I am not there? So take a look within and see if you are holding any expectations about how an awakening should be or what it's going to be like after the awakening. And you should ask them every time that thought or idea rises up as a temptation. Right now, you can recognize where the idea of the denial comes in. You are denying that this God presence, this absolute something, this source of all is not present. And then the continuation of the thoughts or ideas of temptations to continue to keep you out of that state of peaceful joy and happiness. You cannot look to the five senses for answers. You can't look to the feelings. Being is not a feeling, it just is. Or the emotions. Being is not an emotion. Those are dream stuff, the feelings and emotions. So, can you see more clearly that when the senses are in play and the thoughts become a constant dialogue of the mind, constant chatter, objectifying what is seen or heard or tasted, judging, analyzing it, every feeling, every emotion, and then begins the session of weaving our stories based on what we see, touch, taste, hear, smell, and on the feelings and the emotions. They seemingly make good stories, but they're not about you. All the stories that you could tell are about truly a non-existent presence. The ego is not a reality. It is like the cover we hold over what is truly there, what is truly here, when we accept that separate identification. Okay. The I, the self, the presence, the source, the absolute, is the nothingness out from which all the seeming appearances flow. So, take time to be aware of what you are paying attention to. When the thoughts start, or the feelings start, or the emotions start, view them from a higher altitude. Yes, this is a feeling of fear, but there is no fear in I. And there is no suffering within I. She said it's going to feel like I'm suffering. But that's the assumption mind makes with that particular feeling appearing, and the story begins. So when you're paying attention to that, you will see very quickly that your acceptance of thoughts as true about an object is actually hiding its trueness. And its trueness, as with everything, is its true being, and it is being. It is of the substance of pure consciousness. It is that completeness, that complete emptiness, that complete nothingness out of which everything flows. Okay. So the labels that are placed upon everything can never be a true description of what is really there. For what you are, and you are present, you are what is. And that cannot be described. Yes, the labelings are convenient for dialogue, for conversation, for writing novels, listening to music, having conversations and such, but recognize reality. We are to see past the imposed labels that the senses want to report as truth. If you take just a quick and pay attention, is there hearing going on? Are you seeing something around you? Does the mind begin the dialogue? It's a tall glass. It's half full. It's a lovely flower. Boy, that's a really big tree. Be aware. Okay. All is the nothingness. All is nothingness. Complete, perfect, pure nothingness, and then seemingly appearing as something. You are that nothingness. But it seems as if you're having an intricate dream of separation that you want to wake up from. But there has never been a separation. That's the dream. So stop accepting that separation is possible. It isn't. So just as the night dreams that we have may seem to be very real, with its sights, its sounds, even feelings and emotions, they seem to be very real. And the same thing goes on in the night dream. The five senses are there, playing their part. But the dream we enter upon awakening each morning can seem very real as well. But a dream, like any mirage, any illusion, can never be real. We only think it is. So do not look to the senses for an understanding of what you truly are. Just let it be. It's all appearances being presented. So leave it alone and be still. Let us pray. O most beloved self, I abide in myself without thought or desire. I abide as I am, with neither peace nor not peace. I abide as myself, with neither confusion nor certainty. I abide as I am, beyond all concepts of mind. I abide as I am. Amen. Om and Namaste.